The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I saw you in the woods, Minerva Wild. I know you saw me too. What were you doing? Are you a witch? I promise not to tell. A witch would make life on this island 10 times more exciting. I watch you Sunday mornings. Your lips move along in prayer, but you never speak them aloud. Why is that? You can't ignore me forever.
Don't come to the house looking for me again. My family will get the wrong impression.
What impression might that be? I've hoped there might be more things in heaven and earth. And for that hope to be realized in the form of Minerva Wild? I barely sleep at night.
Brazen, to write such words in a place of worship.
How else then?
There's a hollow old oak tree near the clearing where you saw me. JB and I had trinkets there as children. It would be better for you, Clarence Skinner, if you left me to my own devices and carried on with Evangeline. She adores you.
If we're going to be friends, Minerva Wild, call me C.
We stood outside the hidden room on the third floor of the Wild Mansion. Minerva Wild's room. It looked like a museum exhibit. Yellowed lace curtains hung over the bricked-in window frame. A vase holding dried, mummified flowers sat on the bedside table. I never knew stillness could feel so oppressive. Susan and I peered in from the doorway for a good long moment, almost afraid to breathe, until Greg came upstairs to see what we were doing.
Well, are you going in, or are you just going to stare at it all night?
Tucked away in a heavy black violin case, leaning against the wall, he found a bundle of handwritten letters. I stayed where I was. I couldn't help feeling that if I let that door close behind us, we'd never get out. I'm Marlo Verne, and this is What Happened in Skinner.
You know what this means, right?
That great-grandma Georgina was being literal when she wrote about boarding over a door in her diary?
Yeah, sure, but also, they're flirting. I barely sleep at nights. Such words in a place of worship.
Oh, God, I don't want to get into that right now.
Hey, either these are here because they were in love and disappeared together, or because she was a black widow, killed him, and kept these letters as a fucked-up memento. Take your pick.
There's power in this violin. This whole room, really.
Nobody's opened this door in like 90 years. Of course, it's not going to feel good in there.
Can you feel it?
No. Maybe. Sort of. Are you shaking?
We just found a secret room in my house. They channeled so much intention towards keeping this hidden that I lived here my whole life without noticing. We need to call Rex.
See, if you're reading this, you've disregarded my advice. I wish you hadn't. I'm glad you did. I suppose my first question is, what on earth was Skinner's wealthiest and most eligible bachelor doing crashing through the thicket so early on a Saturday morning? Were you terribly lost after a night of debauchery? I'm sorry I didn't hear you coming sooner. Things would have been a lot simpler if I had. My second question. Can you keep a secret? I know it's easy to agree. Without thought, without reservation, but that won't suffice. I need assurance that what I tell you will be held in the strictest of confidences. From what I know of your life, it's been champagne and oysters and women throwing themselves at your feet. If it's all the same to you, really, I'd not be an amusing story you'd tell at your father's parties.
Minerva, it's far from all the same to me. To your first question, I received a movie camera for my 25th birthday. I was up with the sun hoping to find something worth capturing other than the endless parade of ships coming and going from the harbor. I wish the film from that morning was anywhere near as clear as my memory of coming across that clearing. Everything dead or dying. And you sat cross-legged in the grass, singing to yourself as the flowers in your hand went limp. I admit I forgot both myself and the camera in that moment. I haven't really found myself since. To your second question, would one of my own secrets serve as collateral? Being born Clarence Skinner III, I stand to inherit a mansion by the harbor, a fleet of fishing vessels, a life tied to and sustained by the sea. It's more than most could dream of. But if I had the choice, I would never look at this ocean again. I would have liked to go away to the university. Father refused. Apparently everything I ever need to know will be here on this island which bears my name. So I smile, I seethe, and I dream of other worlds. I'll do anything if you tell me of yours.
I also dream of worlds unbounded by water. Meet me at midnight and I'll tell you a story. Come alone and be careful. I hesitate yet to involve you, but I'm starting to believe I somehow called you to that clearing.
You were right to call me.
Rex came straight from Thanksgiving dinner at Island Light. Susan hurried him upstairs to the room like he was a paramedic rushing to an incident. When he came back down, he was white as a sheet.
She was channeling life from the forest to bolster her power? That's moving in a dangerous direction.
How's that different from what you guys do?
I'm sorry?
It's just... is it really worse to channel bad energy into grass than it is to channel it at people?
Channeling towards others pays a debt and levels out a vastly complex cosmic balance. What Minerva was doing was not equal. That energy could still be out there today. You felt her bedroom. It's like I was choking on it.
Mm.
No?
Not about the bedroom. It's heavy in there. Just... do we actually know about anything bad coming from channeling into plants?
I assume we all know better than to try. Given how we know how the waves work, it's pretty obvious why that is dangerous.
Right, but maybe she was just trying something out. Something small, channeling against the flowers to spare another person?
Marlo, you spend a lot of time on true crime forums, right?
Guilty as charged.
Really? That is so cheesy. You gotta cut that.
How do serial killers tend to start?
Cruelty to small stuff. Rodents, cats, dogs, and then they work their way up.
Thank you. It obviously isn't a perfect equivalence, but what we're seeing here is someone working their way down, away from humans and toward, well...
towards what?
Towards conjuring.
Oh.
Conjuring?
Taking what you want from the universe without offering anything in return. We don't have many absolute laws in Oramana, but conjuring is asking for chaos. Like, Marlo, imagine you tried to conjure that llama you wanted, and as a result, your mom dies.
Okay, no offense to the llama, but I doubt it balanced out Harriet.
Harriet?
Her mom.
Well, either way, if Minerva wasn't properly balancing at all...
you think that's why she was recalled?
Damn good reason, if so.
There's one other...
Marlo, your nose.
What?
Oh, shit.
Here, put your head forward. I'll get some tissues.
Thanks, Susan.
Jesus, that's a lot of blood. Are you okay?
Weird, right? I haven't had one of these in years. Anyways, I'm fine. I'll be fine. Back to the letters. Greg, you noticed this too, right?
Clarence Skinner III owned a camera? Yeah.
Oh. So he was...
the guy your ancestors murdered at the end of the reel? Oh, almost definitely.
Greg.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. You know, I always imagined being the guy who finally cracked the Winter of Terror mystery. Never thought it'd end with Clarence III getting stabbed by J.B. Wilde and the family band.
The Winter of Terror might not have...
Clarence was involved with Minerva Wilde. Wow, Susan's family might have saved the whole island by shutting the pair of them down.
You think he was evil too? Great.
But it looked in the reel like they only killed Clarence because he was trying to film the ritual, right?
Honestly, we were pretty busy dealing with Nash at that point.
But you've watched it back since, right? Right? You guys. It went viral. You haven't watched it ever? Mm-hmm. That's right. We've been out here for weeks trying to piece 1929 together, and two members of my Scooby gang have been avoiding our best clue. Crazy, right? I thought so too. At first. Then I thought about the why.
Which is just a religion, but minus all the things you hate about religion. Like, you're in control of your own fate, and we don't convert people or persecute people.
They...
Greg, I'm sorry. Please don't be mad, okay? I've always wanted to talk to you about this, but spiritual stuff is...
I'd have an easier time believing that if I didn't have to catch you.
You didn't catch me!
Until Nash broke down that door, Greg and Susan were headed for a blowout fight. About Aramana, and about what it meant that Susan kept it hidden from him all those years. Then Nash almost killed Greg, and Susan almost killed Nash. And the only person either of them wanted to talk to about it wasn't exactly the same person they knew going into that night. I can understand not wanting to relive the moment your world fell out from under you. These letters could be the key to understanding everything. If we turn on the live stream and compare them to the footage, maybe we can finally make some sense of Skinner 1929.
Right.
Or I could go down to the cabin, get the projector, and we could just watch the reel. That'd probably be more helpful,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Cool. I agree. I haven't actually had a chance to check on any of that equipment, so this is probably as good a time as I need to do that. Any chance I could get a ride up there? Nig? Marlo?
I have the island light van tonight. Plenty of room.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Rex.
Okay, great, sure.
I'll go get it running.
You want me recording this trip? I'm guessing 15 minutes of awkward silence, one not-so-subtle dig at my living situation, I say something devastatingly witty and cutting, and he's appropriately cowed, and then 15 more minutes of awkward silence. Back here for movie time.
I mean, I'd love to check your predictive abilities, if nothing else.
Cool.
Look, Greg.
It's okay. I mean, it was always pretty likely that Clarence III got that winter, and lately it seemed more and more likely it was gonna be at the hands of one Wilde or another.
Yeah, it's just... I hate this. I feel like...
Hey. It's cool. Honest. Dream team forever, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Dream team.
Forever?
And ever?
You'll stay in my heart.
No, I knew you
were this. I will love you forever and ever. We never were part.
Oh, how I love you together forever. That's how it must be to live without you. Would only mean heartbreak to me.
Okay. What the hell was that?
Don't be jealous of our sweet tunes. Mig and I have been perfecting our harmonies since freshman year choir.
Perfecting strong.
Yeah. Back soon. Seriously, Mig, don't freak out.
It's just one thing after another. I don't get how he doesn't hate me.
Hey, someday, 20, 30 years from now, you're going to be sitting around this table with your whole big-ass family, Greg included, on Thanksgiving, picking at what's left of the pumpkin pie, and some kid is going to be like, Grandma Susan, Uncle Greg... What's the weirdest thing that ever happened to you?
And I'll look that kid right in the eye and say, why does Greg get to be an uncle while I'm a fucking grandma? But thanks, I guess. How's your nose? Do you need more tissues?
Oh, I'm all good. Here, I got the plates. You done?
Yeah, thanks.
And, Speaking of pumpkin pie, I met Nash when I took that pie over to your aunt's.
Oh. I didn't think she let him have, company. She won't let me see him. How was he?
You didn't mention he was how he is.
Yeah, it's been... Willa thinks I hit him that hard on purpose. Apparently he's been in talks to take over Catalyst after the alignment, and apparently I've been seething with jealousy, which... She is right that I hit him too hard. I panicked when he started going at Greta. I just reacted.
What else were you supposed to do? I was listening. Nash wanted to hurt you and Greg, maybe kill you.
No. Maybe something inside of Nash wanted that, but it wasn't him. He's just sick, or he was sick now, thanks to me. He's just vacant.
He's still there. I don't know much about TBIs, but I've seen videos about people who...
Willa said the doctors told her he's never going to walk or talk again.
Wait, no, that's not true. He did talk. He kept trying to say... Ow! Shit.
Oh my god, are you okay?
I'm so sorry. Those were really nice plates.
I don't care about the plate. It's... Hold still.
Yeah, it's just to the right, down the... Mm-hmm. Yep, park wherever. Yep. Here's where the magic happens.
For the record, Greg did record their whole ride over there. He almost nailed it. 8 minutes of awkward silence. Then...
Whoa. Was that a bat?
Where?
It went back behind the... Never mind. I don't think it was anything.
And then I got 7 more minutes of listening to them breathe.
Wow. This place is... Did you build it yourself?
It was the old Skinner hunting cabin. Granddad fixed it up on his weekends. Left it to me when he died. I redid the floors, though. And the skylight. You know, before the tree fucked it up.
It's a lot to handle on your own.
The alternative was going back to my mom's, so... Hang on, just gonna grab some stuff over here.
I live behind a rough family situation, too. Some people are just bad people. Best thing you can do for them is take care of yourself.
Yeah. Know what you mean.
So this place has been around since back then?
Yeah. Maybe starts to explain how the film reel wound up in my bedside table.
But not why it fell out exactly at the right time, right? Almost like someone wanted you to find it?
Right. Like they wanted us to find that room tonight.
And wanted Marlo to find that stock transfer down at the cannery?
Shh, spirits. Spirits, if you're out there, maybe send me some money to fix my car. I didn't want to bring it up, spirits, but at this point, it's the least you could do. I'm sorry. Let me just find the reel. We can grab the projector and get out of here.
You mean this reel?
Well, fuck.
Looks melted.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I guess that makes... Fuck. Most of that night's kind of a blur. But I should have realized.
And the projector is...
Trashed? Yes, that's apparently the case. Which leaves us with the stream. Awesome.
Where have you been staying?
Got a cot over at the hardware store. It's fine. I shower here, come back to grab stuff when I need it.
Too weird being out here alone? You could stay up at Susan's instead of on a cot.
Yeah, I don't know. Waking up there feels different lately.
Since that night?
Yeah. Speaking of, time to go relive it, I guess. Shall we?
Are you gonna be okay?
What choice is there? Jesus, it's cold out.
Minnie. Merry Christmas. It's been a quiet holiday in the Skinner home. Once again, I made my case at breakfast that the greatest gift Father could possibly offer both of his sons would be to name Albert as his successor. The boy is far more business-minded than I'll ever be and spends his days roaming the coastline in his little boat, utterly absorbed in the beauty of the ocean. As usual, it ended with both of them in a huff over my ingratitude. Albert retreated to his bedroom and the old man went to the cannery, where he's spent almost all his time of late. It must be quite a thing to have an older brother, Minnie. To know that the weight of your family's legacy rests squarely on someone else's shoulders. I feel so mundane writing to you about such trivial things. Your family probably spent the holiday chanting arcane rituals by candlelight. Tell me everything. Tell me anything. I hope you like this bauble. It was my mother's. She would have adored you.
See, I'll cherish it. Thank you. If you'd really like an older brother, you're welcome to mine. He is serious to a fault about everything from business interests to holiday decorations. His new wife, Cornelia, who was raised in the New York Coven, is spending her first Christmas with us and had grand designs of trees and tinsel and roasted chestnuts. JB was scandalized. Of course, we've never observed Christmas beyond making our appearances at church. But he seems to think that acknowledging its passing would be a grave insult to the power entrusted to our family. It's a shame. It would be nice to feel some cheer in this house. He'll be a father soon, but when I look at him, I can't help seeing the little boy who would hex me when we were both too young to know better, who howled with laughter when I fell out of a tree or tore a favorite dress. As the eldest, the heir, he could get away with anything. Perhaps you can too. And that's what Albert fears, that you'll disappear someday without looking back and leave him here alone. Someday, somewhere, we'll lay a blanket under the stars and I'll whisper into your ear every last secret of the Orimana. Stories I was told as a child and sworn to never tell. But my present to you this Christmas is something even more forbidden. I'd like to teach you a few of my own variations on our rites. Buy yourself a few hours, dress warmly, and meet me here in the early morning 3 days from now. You know a little of how dangerous our power can be. I'd like to show you the beauty in it, too.
I think that should do it.
Thanks.
When did you get so clumsy?
I'm not, usually. Hey, I'm really sorry about the plates again. I don't
know. Marla, I don't care about the plates. But you did bleed all over the floor, and I'm gonna need the podcast to compensate me for that, so.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
What?
How are you still the most gullible person I've ever met? Oh my god. Man, that was embarrassing.
Whatever.
And you're recording.
Yeah. Okay, so. That variations on our rites thing Minnie mentioned in the Christmas letter. What kind of variation would she have meant?
I don't know. You know, teaching anything to someone who wasn't born Orimana would have been a big deal then, but it does seem like she was doing something extra unusual. Which could mean a lot of things. The regulations were so much looser back then. I mean, her own brother was hexing her out in the open.
What's hexing? Obviously, it sounds bad, but in practice?
Oh, it's an old word for channeling against someone as the goal. You know, you get good luck back, sure, but the whole point is that they suffer. It's just, ugh, like really, really frowned upon. Especially if you're hexing another member in your own coven. I can't believe his parents let him get away with that.
Could that be what Minerva was doing too?
They wouldn't have performed a reculement over that, you know. It's bad, not unforgivable. Hey, earlier you said you hadn't had a bad nosebleed since you were a kid.
Yeah? Why?
No reason.
Do you think I'm being hexed?
I didn't say that.
But you're acting like it.
It's just two things. Yeah, I'm probably looking for something that's not there. I'm sure it's just a coincidence.
Why would someone want to hex me?
Really?
I hadn't let myself consider it sooner. I know that probably sounds naive, but it's true. Standing there in the kitchen, though, it hit me like a slap in the face. I'm responsible for a group that's completely destroyed Aramana's century-long status as a secret society. Since I got to Skinner, I've managed to get my foot in all kinds of doors that should have been closed, from the service to Catalyst to the bunker, where Jim Fish shouldn't have been found for weeks, if not longer. If whoever killed him had ties to Aramana... To be clear, I'm not saying I believe anything here. I'm a journalist. I'm neutral. But I see your point.
I'm not saying that. I don't think anyone in our coven would do something like that.
But Aramana is a lot bigger than your coven. Am I going to be okay? Or am I going to get Mateo'd?
Mateo ran into some of the most powerful Aramana in the world at a major convocation. And they were trying to use him for power. You know, that's not what this is. If this actually is anything, big if, it's someone sending you some minor bad luck. You know, they're saying, hey, I see you out there.
And I don't like you.
Look, I know this is a lot, but... I've been playing with something that might help. I think.
You think?
This isn't something that's taught, though. It's like finding and unpicking knots somebody else made in an impossibly large tapestry. Blindfolded, but... Will you trust me?
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks. Okay, let's go in the, Yeah, lay down here. Just close your eyes. And try to clear your mind. And could we, turn the recorder off?
Why?
Marlo.
Susan kneeled on the living room floor, holding a heavy gold locket that she pulled from around her neck. I never heard channeling up close and personal before. The chanting didn't sound at first like it could possibly be coming from Susan. I panicked for a second as the strange guttural mix of consonants and hisses washed over me and started to fill up the corners of the room. Then Susan cracked an eye open to peek at me. She smiled. I can't say for sure that I felt like any dark magical intentions were being lifted off of me, but just for a minute, I did feel calmer and safer than I had in weeks. She can do that to people.
How are you liking it there?
I mean, how can you even tell during a pandemic? I live in a shoebox. I barely go outside, and time has felt so...
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, why is unhexing something you're trying to teach yourself? I mean, nobody's ever tried to hex you, right?
No. Not me.
We're back!
We're in the living room.
So, the reel is completely busted. What's going on here?
Nothing. You said the reel is busted?
To smithereens. Yeah, I know. We're gonna have to go back to the fucking live stream. Why is your foot all bandaged up?
Just butterfingers.
Look. I'm really not looking forward to this either.
I'm fine.
You look like you're gonna puke. Marlo, could you and Rex maybe just...
Watch it alone?
Yeah.
When you know everything there is to know about the island, and you know everything there is to know about the wilds? Y'all. Look, I get that this is hard, but any little detail could blow this thing wide open. The two of you know more about Skinner than anyone. If we can figure out what happened in 1929, maybe it'll lead to figuring out Fort Gray or Tanner Young. What happened to everyone who disappeared way back then? And if there is a copycat on the loose now, why? This could answer everything, and then you can put it all behind you forever.
We're in.
Oh, are we?
I need to know what happened that winter. So do you.
I'll make coffee. Gonna be a long night.
We sat huddled around my laptop late into the night, letters spread out around us on the floor of the cold, drafty living room. Susan tried to put them in order while we compared them to the live stream, shot by shot, and tried to piece together the narrative.
Minnie, I'd hoped to see you when we all gathered after church this morning to tramp around the island in search of this Silas Harper fellow. Your family must have been in a hurry. Was anything the matter? There's absolutely no sign of the man anywhere, of course, as I think we all expected. Not to speak ill of the missing, but he sounds from all accounts like the sort to have drunk himself silly and bounded into the ocean for a frigid late-night swim. I do feel for his father, who joined my party today as we half-heartedly wandered around the cliffs. He seems unable to accept the possibility that his son may never be found. Of course, a single disappearance over the course of a winter would be one thing. But now that the tally stands at 3, the town is buzzing with rumors of a monstrous creature in the woods, or underneath the waves. I know better than to ask you to stay indoors, but you'll take extra care, won't you? I opened the account at the bank in Florence last week. I'll start moving funds over little by little. When you're ready to leave this place behind forever, Minnie Wilde, just say the word. We'll make honest witches of each other.
See, I'm sorry for worrying you this past week. I took sick and Mother has been watching me like a hawk. I had planned to slip out last night, but for the first time in my life, the thought of wandering alone on the island scared me. I can't put it to paper yet, but I fear that Oramana and my strange, stubborn family are going hand in hand down a dark path. One from which there might never be a chance of turning back to face the light. More than that, I fear I might be the only one willing to do anything about it. I ask 2 favors of you. First, a little more time. I hope only a matter of weeks now. Second, I need to borrow your cine camera for a while, if you don't mind that I take it into the caves.
Of course you're welcome to the camera. But you're crazy if you think I'll let you have all the fun of exploring the caves to yourself, Minnie Wilde. Meet you there tomorrow noon?
I have this old nightstand. The bottom drawer's never opened, and last night the top drawer jammed. So I was trying to bang it loose, and clang, something dropped into the bottom. So I tried the bottom drawer, and it opened. And inside there was, I shit you not, a 16mm film can.
Holy shit.
This is so weird.
We were so young.
It was 7 weeks ago.
It was easy to slip into the feeling of being a pack of giddy college kids with nothing better to do but giggle their way through a night of horror movies. But I couldn't stop thinking about how 2 of us lived this particular horror movie. How Greg's bruises have barely healed. How Rex and Susan have been caught up in the fallout ever since. How I'd seen and analyzed every frame of this 16-minute video so many times that it somehow felt like it belonged to me more than to any of them. As ridiculous as that sounds. I was ready for answers. But if I'm being honest, a little scared of what it'd mean if this night brought the investigation to an end.
God, this is insanely well-preserved.
In the 20s, the town of Skinner was still pretty underdeveloped.
Wait, that's the ferry.
Everyone who lived out on the island would take the ferry to the mainland a few times a month to restock essentials.
Hmm. But that's how Clarence and Minerva snuck time together.
Would it really have been that crazy for them to date? They were young, rich, stuck on the same tiny island.
Oramana was really strict about marriage and courtship back then. Still is, in some circles.
In Georgina's journal, she talks about how JB had his pick of socialites from the New York coven. I bet Minnie turned down her share, too.
Oh, for sure. The Wild names always carried a lot of weight.
The Skinner name did, too, you know.
I know.
Oramana and my strange, stubborn family are going hand in hand down a dark path.
She'd make them out to be the villain to him no matter what, though, wouldn't she?
Dude, family was in a cult?
I think it's more of a religious group.
Well, technically all religious groups are...
Yeah. Nice one.
What were you feeling? Did you notice anything with Susan was off at all, or...
Sorry, off?
Had to ask. The Whispers and I have picked this whole thing apart so many times, you don't even...
Okay, so tonight is like your director's cut then? A little bonus commentary?
Susan, I didn't mean to... But people out there are invested in this, and we owe them a certain...
I hadn't noticed anything, no. My attention was... elsewhere.
Maybe... should we take a breather?
Good call. Fine. I'm gonna finish the dishes.
I'll be outside.
Oh, shit. I gotta take this.
What is it?
The Discord group. They think they found a lead on Jim Fish.
I want to preface this by saying this that the dark web is an intrinsically unreliable
source. I seriously can't
Ethan,
believe this shit.
Chill.
Thank you. So, Marlo, a few of us have been on the dark web.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me help.
You shouldn't have told us he was still in high school.
Anyway, we found an encrypted page where a guy in Springfield offers certain, well, he calls them sanitation services. Cleanup, hauling, disposal.
That doesn't sound very...
He charges in the thousands. Trust me, I know what to look for.
Why do you...
Moving on.
So, at the bottom of the page, he's got this bold paragraph where he's like, overrun by pests and vermin? Email me to discuss customizable extermination options. I'm clean, discreet, and reliable. Now, given he does spell both discreet and reliable wrong, but...
What makes you think this is the same guy?
His sign-off. Here, let me...
Jim Roach.
He's not exactly creative with his aliases. Then again, you don't look for creativity in hitmen for hire, do you?
A hitman. Who sends a hitman after a teenage barista?
And who then shows up on a fucking helicopter to take out that hitman?
The person you are trying to reach is not available. Please
Nope.
Mig, you really don't think it was Oramana?
Because what? Tanner Young was posting about seeing some stuff on Reddit that could easily be explained away? If someone in Oramana was willing to go to that much trouble to get him to be quiet, the two of you would both be dead by now.
Sorry, had to take that.
Everything okay?
Oh yeah, just needed to touch base with Cielo.
He's up late.
I wanted to give him a quick heads up about what to expect in this episode. They're welcoming in a lot of new members next year, and if I'm right about what this is building towards...
You mean what Minnie was doing?
Yeah. If people who don't understand the risks get interested in that...
Well, just learning about it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to do anything bad, right?
Susan, I get the intellectual curiosity, but people look up to you. You don't want to give anyone the wrong idea.
I know.
Well, I'm curious about the caves they were talking about.
Yeah. Do you know where those are?
They're those caves in the film reel, too.
So, assuming they were filming on Skinner, there also used to be rumors about a series of major caves on the island, like Sea Lion Caves big. I've been looking for them for like a decade, but no dice. I'd kind of assume they were made up, but maybe...
Maybe there was a kernel of truth to it.
The way they're talking in the letter is about meeting there so casually. The caves have to be real. Adding that to my wall.
Have I mentioned that I find the wall almost as troubling as your cult affiliations?
Better watch out or I'll add you to the wall.
Starting it up again.
Oh, yeah, I think that might be Minerva Wild.
Tell us about her.
I don't know. I couldn't talk about her. It's so weird to see her.
Wild, isn't it?
Not dignifying that with a response.
And him?
This is the guy we saw in all those old news clippings, right? Silas Harper?
The missing guy from their letters?
The third mysterious disappearance of the Winter of Terror. And, okay if I skip ahead a little, Marla?
Go for it.
Oh my god.
This dead motherfucker. I've put a lot of energy into unseeing that image over the last few weeks, but he's totally in a cave, isn't he?
See, I wanted to tell you everything. Please, believe me. Will you meet me here on Sunday before church? I'll explain everything to you then. Would midnight be better? I'll come to you. I'm well past caring if they see me in town. See? I think perhaps this will be my last letter. Thank you for still coming out to our Hollow Oak. I know you've read my last notes, and I owe you the full story. Take it with you when you go. I didn't know, and none of us did the first time. You have to understand that. JB knew we wouldn't be willing, but it worked. Business ventures we had all but abandoned suddenly started to pay dividends. A mother's beloved cat, who she assumed lost forever when she vanished last September, appeared on the doorstep with kittens. And just as we had all come to expect the very worst after a tense and terrible few months, baby Opal got better. I can hear her laughing in her playroom as I write this. So Cornelia knew too the second time, and mother and father, and the Morganes down the hill. They kept it from me. I don't know if they thought me too scrupulous or too weak. So I smiled more, chattered more, brought the camera into the house and taught everyone to use it and made silly little films. And I think they were going to tell me. But then Joseph Harper and his son Silas came to Skinner. Joseph is an old business associate of father's and came to visit as our stock began to rise again in certain circles. Silas joined him with, we all soon realized, certain hopes for what might be made of the wild spinster daughter. I laughed it off at first, but he was persistent, and before long, he and his wandering hands were everywhere. Eventually, I couldn't stand it and told my brother what he'd subjected me to. That night, JB came to my room and told me he would take care of it. See, I hate myself for it, but I knew what he meant. I could have gone to the authorities. Instead, I let him do what he'd done twice before. To Peter Brinkman and Donald Nichols. And now, Silas Harper is as we found him that day in the caves. They've told me the truth, finally. We chatter around the dinner table about what great fortunes we could attract come the alignment and at whose expense. According to the charts, my father pores over in his study, the ones all the way from New Orleans, the time is fast approaching. My brother will take another living conduit soon. For my part in this bloody business, my penance is to stay. To gather the evidence I'll need to show their true faces to the world and face the consequences directly. They can never know I dragged you into this mad scheme. You should leave this island as soon as you possibly can. You have been the greatest surprise of my life, Clarence Skinner. See the world for me? Your Minnie.
Minerva. I took this past week to stare out my window and do what I could to come to terms with the horrors we saw that day in the caves. With you. With everything you've seen and been brave enough to document. But I hope you know that you haven't been alone in this since that first morning in the clearing. And now, more than ever, there's no chance I'm leaving this island without you. What do you need me to do?
I knew it.
Living conduit? What the fuck does that mean?
She was trying to stop.
Susan told you about conduits, right?
A little.
Wait, catch me up.
So, when you channel, you're attracting an outcome you want toward yourself, but you're also directing its opposite away from you, right? A big part of that is connecting emotionally with the energy of the multiverse. So if you take an object that's been through a disaster or a war or something, that energy imprints itself on that object, like a charge, and you can use it.
She didn't tell me that.
No, Greg, they're not all bad. Sometimes, a lot of the time, connecting the energy can be...
It's all about the balance, right? The opposites. The more negative energy you have to channel away from yourself, the more positive energy will rush in to fill its place. Connecting with the charge of an object can make you stronger.
How would that translate to...
Well, there are rumors, old ones, about a way to take that idea one step further. Living conduits. You would take an animal, or a person, and in the moment you channel, you'd scare them, or make them angry.
hurt them?
Just make them feel the opposite of whatever you want to channel. They didn't usually take it as far as killing, not even in the early days, but... I mean, hypothetically, the charge from something like that would be... extreme.
Mig, you knew about this?
It's not... No one has done that for a really long time.
Someone did that in this house. You saw the footage. What more do you need?
No, but... Wait, wait. She was trying to stop them. Minnie was trying to stop them.
She said she let them kill Silas Harper.
He did harass her.
But then your family...
She tried, Greg. Our ancestors tried to stop it, together. I think that's why they made the reel. And I think that's why you found it.
That's it. That's my nightstand. It looks exactly like my nightstand where I found it.
What the fuck?
And right now, Whispers, we're looking at Susan's bedroom, where there's a rope, iron shackles, and a hammer laid out on the bed. You both thought that was Minnie's room back then, but...
I think it must be JB's. She must have been trying to gather enough proof to connect him to the disappearances that winter. She got them used to the camera so they wouldn't be surprised if they caught her filming in the house.
She was really smart.
Yeah. She was.
I thought all that graffiti around town, she killed them all, was about Minnie. That someone knew something we didn't know about her. But if that's all wrong, then...
I want to know what happened to her.
The last few weeks have gone by faster than I thought possible. Something feels different as we near the alignment. The air almost crackles when I breathe it in. When we sing, see, it feels as though I am breathing fire. The house has felt different too. Since the day JB caught me in the caves with the camera trained on the latest conduit, that poor boy all alone down there in the dark. I had to think quickly and shocked myself by saying I was curious as to whether we could use the film to preserve the boy's fear and suffering so we could draw from it again someday. JB tussled my hair like he used to and told me I was too curious for my own good. I'm being so careful now. It's the hardest thing I've ever done, to sit out on the veranda with them at sunset. People I loved. People some part of me loves yet. And not tell them everything about how much power we've harnessed, you and I. How glorious it feels to reach out into the cosmos and find what you need there without scrabbling around in the dirt to counterbalance it with suffering. I wonder if they'll understand when they finally see it all for themselves. Write to me just once more when everything is ready. I'll see you again the morning of the alignment, and then every day forever.
It's all in order, Minnie. We won't need to involve the ferryman after all. Albert came in last night as I was packing and asked if I needed to borrow his boat. He saw more of you and I these past few months than I had ever realized. I told him I'll write to him as soon as I found a safe way to do it. That message might come under a strange name or from a foreign country. That I don't know where I'll be a month from now or a year from now or 10 years, but that I'll be deliriously happy. And I told him to beware the wilds. If we have time, I have a man in Portland who can develop the film. We'll piece it together, make as many copies as we can afford, and distribute it far and wide. We know what Oromana can be, what it should be, what a dark and unholy perversion your brother has made of it. Soon the world will know. Remember, don't look for me tomorrow morning. I'll stay as hidden as I can. Keep your head down. Once it's all over, be ready to run.
And that's the end of the letters.
Beware the wilds.
Hey,
Susan.
I know this feels like a lot, but all I've wanted this whole time is for you to have all the information.
If you had to describe how you're feeling right now, how...
Not now, Marlo.
Okay, Whispers. We're watching Minnie go down the stairs into Fort Gray. I guess just on a day trip. And now we're looking at a bunch of objects that appear to have been burned in a bonfire. Front and center, Silas Harper's glasses.
My parents called those things family antiques.
Your parents didn't know. They couldn't have. Jesus, living conduits and conjuring in the same place at the same time. We're lucky the island is still here.
Remena Sheth Qatar.
Or Remena Sheth Qatar. I've heard that a lot. What does it mean?
It doesn't, exactly.
Sorry?
Well, it's not really language. It's a vibration you're putting out into the energy.
I just thought it was Latin.
Latin? It doesn't sound... No, it's not language, just sound. It's how you make an effect. Connect your mind with your voice and your voice with the air.
And here's Neshi.
Were you surprised he tuned in?
I kind of assumed Susan had texted him.
All this time you thought I got him riled up that night?
I mean, I didn't think he was just supporting my YouTube channel out of the kindness of his heart.
I didn't, for the record.
Okay.
Whispers. Now we're looking at a ceremony on the cliffs. The guy chained in the middle is begging for his life. J.B. Wild just spotted C hiding in the bushes filming. He's heading over. He's dragging C out. Minnie's trying so hard to get to him, but one of the other Coven members is holding her back. JB's unsheathing the mace and...
Stop!
Call 911. Anyone watching? This is Greg Skinner and Susan Wild. We're at 2216 Pike. Hey!
And the rest is history. You want to talk about it, Mig?
I don't know. If this is who my family is...
Then you don't need them. Or their legacy. All this stuff that we found today is just that. Stuff. It doesn't have anything to do with the person you are. Besides that you're up to your neck in it right now. Turn all this over to the police. Get rid of that room full of murder trophies and... Sorry, Rex, but... Now that you know the truth, walk away. You don't need it.
It's not that simple.
It's the middle of the night. This is a lot of brand new information. Be gentle with her. Sorry, Marlo. Looks like you aren't finished here yet. If everything we've seen here is true, we've got a rough shape of what happened in 1929.
Right. J.B. Wild wanted to make full use of the only alignment he was ever going to see.
They got greedy. They did something deeply regrettable, but then Minerva and Clarence decided to counteract it with something potentially far worse.
Worse than human sacrifice?
We're gonna have to see. I wouldn't be at all surprised if it's still here, lurking, waiting.
What is?
Whatever she unleashed to try and stop them. Look, I have to get back to Island Light, but Greg, Marlo, I think you should stay here tonight. None of you should be alone after all that. If that's all right with you, Susan.
Please.
Well, okay.
If you're sure it's cool, Susan.
You and that recorder are a pain in the ass. But you're my pain.
Try and get some sleep, guys. And Susan, don't make any rash decisions tonight. Whatever you've inherited, whatever the Wild name may mean now, we all think the world of you.
Hey, you okay?
After my parents died, I'd have these weird dreams where the house was full, like it's never been in my lifetime. And the last few weeks, as I've been digging into journals and the family photos, they've been getting more and more real. I'd see them, Cassian and Georgina, Cornelia and baby Opal, JB. They were good dreams. At least I thought they were. I don't know how the fuck I'm gonna keep living alone in their house.
It's not their house anymore. It's yours, right?
Right.
And you're serious about moving on?
Yeah.
Then I can move down here. Keep you company. We'll fill the place with new memories.
That means so much, Greg. Thank you. We'll talk about everything more tomorrow. I promise. Should we put Marlo in the blue room?
The blue room? But darling, the light in the garden room is just transcendent this time of year.
You're mocking me.
You couldn't possibly deserve it more.
They headed down to the basement in search of an extra set of sheets, bickering about something stupid, trying to find an old rhythm.
Minnie and C's letters were scattered all over the living room where we left them as we pieced together their order. I photographed them and picked them up and realized I didn't know where to put them besides back in that violin case upstairs. I meant to drop them off and get out fast, but alone in the dark up there, my fingers closed on the letter we'd missed the first time.
To the wild that will, despite all our safeguards, someday open this door. Be very careful with the power contained within these walls. We channeled here for a number of years, and the pain we felt in doing so began to compound with the good we attracted, until even the best and brightest things we called forth were tinged with such sorrow that we scarcely felt ourselves fortunate at all. We sealed it away in the vain hopes that we might put the events of 1929 behind us for good. My husband and son don't know this, but I have tucked Minerva's letters with young Clarence Skinner away here, that you might see her as she was then. Brilliant, beautiful, headstrong, and that you might see how quickly and quietly she slipped down the wrong path and away from us. Please, wilds yet to come, don't judge my daughter too harshly. The power on the island that year was like nothing any of us had seen before or since. She was caught up in it and consumed by it. And Minerva, if by some strange twist of fate it's you who is reading this, we'll love you forever, but we'll never forgive you. Georgina Wilde, 1932.
Greg, it's 3:02 a.m. There's a weird noise. I don't know if you can hear it. I can't tell where it's coming from.
Mig? Oh, hello? You guys up?
Two nights later, Greg sent me this.
Welp, this is how it ends.
Guys? If you can hear me, I have a voice recorder. Can you tell me your name? Did you live in this house? Shit. It's this way. Oh, fuck no. It's coming from the sealed off room. Hello? Oh, God.
You scared the shit out of me.
I scared the shit out of you. What the, what the fuck was that?
Nothing, go back to bed.
You usually light this many candles to do nothing?
Okay.
Wait. What is
Greg,
this?
I
wasn't there that night, but I saw it the next day. The runes scratched into the floor, the burnt-down black candles, and in the middle of it all, a tuft of Greg's hair.
What are you doing?
Greg, I'm so sorry. Greg, you are my best friend. Forever. You know that, right?
Susan.
I'm gonna find a way to make it right. I promise I am. reading letters and just thinking about things, I started to suspect maybe, but I wasn't sure until I saw the end of the reel again. I swear, Greg, I had no idea. I don't even think my parents knew.
Hey!
What? I think the Wild family hexed the Skinner family in 1929. I think maybe that's what all those murders were for. I think the hex is still here. And I don't know how to reverse it.
I'm Marlo Verne. And this is What Happened in Skinner. What Happened in Skinner is produced by Mazama Entertainment and presented by Rusty Quill. Original music by Aureli Webb. And I'm your host, Marlo Verne.